Andropause or male menopause can be reversed by releasing male hormone from sex hormone binding globulin by 2 capsules of Men's Max twice a day, using 8-pyrrole norrenogen and hormone synergy to prevent the conversion of male hormone to female, and the use of Testo cream topically 4 to 8 pumps on the neck, arms, and groin, along with DHEA and pregnenolone cream to reverse the hormone deficiency production. This protocol can reverse male hormone imbalances and can be tested with saliva tests with a consult with Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. So male andropause is reversible, as well as prostate problems with prostate flow, bladder up, and Swedish flower pollen. Contact us for your protocol for male hormone problems and prostate at 888-212-8871 or NutraMedical.com. The best place to find the wellness protocols to make you better without toxic polypharmacy. Take care and take action with NutraMedical.com. Calm Mind and Brain Make are an amazing combination. Calm Mind contains myo-inositol, xanthine, and GABA. And Brain Make contains magnesium L-threonate to calm the brain down by blocking the N-methyl-D-aspartate receptor. We can use this along with other nutraceuticals for anxiety, including 5-HTP cross that crosses the blood-brain barrier, stress to go, and the use of our CBD liposomal oil as well to reduce and calm the brain down and reduce seizure activity, non-seizure activity in the limbic system that causes anxiety. If you have questions regarding our protocol for anxiety and sleep, do contact us at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. You can get a free protocol and a callback if you purchase any products at 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, the best place to get the wellness protocols to stay, keep you well without toxic polypharmacy. Stay well with NutriMedical. Beauty of your skin, hair, and nails is dependent on the production of collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid. You can increase these with Collagen Max, and it triples the rate of the proline transhydroxylase enzyme. You can increase hyaluronic acid with the joint performance and the use of Red Deer Velvet DR, and the use of oncomycin to increase the production of stem cell regeneration. The use of topicals, including pregnenolone and DHA, will reduce inflammation in your skin and help it heal. And taking Omega Supreme Pro fatty acids will help regenerate your fatty acids in your tissues. The combination of using NutriMed's Royal Jelly and Collagen Max dramatically increases collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid in your skin, hair, and nails, and prevents the cross-linking. You can also prevent the cross-linking of tissues in your skin using curcumin cream along with pregnenolone and DHEA. Amazing protocol. 888-212-8871 and NutriMedical.com to regenerate and stay beautiful with strong skin, hair, and nails. CBD or cannabidiol oil has amazing properties of reducing anxiety, fighting cancer, lowering blood pressure, and helping the body's immune system respond appropriately to infections and inflammation, and modulating autoimmune diseases. CBD oil from our source is carbon dioxide extracted at 550 milligrams for 15 ml bottle or 37 milligrams per ml, but has a special, most powerful liposomal polyphenol to absorb much higher concentrations than by any other source or any other provider in America or worldwide. Get CBD liposomal oil from NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871, and calm yourself down. You can take our other nutraceuticals with it, like Stress2Go, 5-HTP Cross, Calm Mind, and Brain Mag. But get them at NutriMedical.com, the ultimate place for solutions for your health with oat toxic polypharmacy. That's NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical. Cell Defense Plus by NutriMedical.com is the most powerful absorbed form of curcumin in the world. It's the only form of curcumin that can suppress cancer mother cells, turn off inflammation for autoimmune disease, and reduce cytokine levels throughout the body, including vascular autoimmune disease and even fight cancer. There's nothing like Cell Defense Plus in NutriMedical in our armamentarium to fight vascular disease, cancer, and autoimmune diseases. We can use it with other amazing, powerful nutraceuticals you can obtain at NutriMedical to stop free radicals, turn off inflammation, and fight cancer, autoimmune disease, and heart disease. Cell Defense Plus is unique in its ability to get rid of cancer mother cells, and if you want to stay well, it's one of the most important things to take daily for your immune system to reduce cytokine levels throughout your body and heal. Get them at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical every day of your life. Welcome back. We survived two serious attacks in hour one. I don't know even if we have archives. I hope we do from hour one. But those attacks actually shut down. Things are on total battery backup, everything. Not only the phone lines, but the internet and everything went down. And even the next door neighbor had no power outage. So it was just selectively at your facility, Todd, in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, shutting down phone lines, power, and even shutting off shows like Rents Show or the Rents Network, which are totally separate, completely shutting down everything. And we don't even know if we have archives in hour one. I guess Todd's working on it. But that gives you an idea, because some of the information that Deborah brought on, and we talked about this in the video yesterday with Deborah, is so hot and so bad that, you know, the globalists, they would love to today knock off people like Josh Bernstein and Deagle and Deborah Tavares, because the only reason why they don't is because more people, including inside these government agencies and the military, would freak and actually bolt out of their control if they heard the truth that Deagle or Josh Bernstein is dead. Okay, so the fact is, they're completely going crazy now, and we can see it with the parties. And I want you to examine what's going on with the Democratic Party and their runs, and some of the craziest. I call them the Democlownic Party now. It's like, let the clowns come in. It's so crazy. It's like, it's not even entertaining. It's like you got to bring your crying towel to watch the freaking news now. It's so nuts, isn't it?
Yeah, and now the newest clown to come out of the car is this Bill the Blowhard, as I like to call him.
Oh,
this
my God.
This guy is an absolute tool. I mean, 75-80% of New Yorkers don't even want this guy to run. Here's a guy that banned the hot dogs in New York City. I mean, you can't go to New York City in downtown Manhattan and stand in front of the Metropolitan without eating one of those amazing New York City hot dogs. But yet this clown has banned hot dogs. He's got meatless Mondays. He's really, really just a dirtbag. And you know what's interesting is that nobody in New York wants him to run. There's nothing but garbage all over the streets. He claims that he's for diversity. Meanwhile, his neighborhood in Brooklyn is the least diverse zip code in all of Brooklyn. He's really just, like I said, de Blasio the Blowhard. And you know what's amazing is the police absolutely hate this guy. If there was a shooter that was going to take him out, the police would probably just let it happen. Because
right.
They actually turn their backs against him when he walks out in front of them because of how he's treated the police. What a piece of crap that guy is.
Yeah, I know. And the guy's arrogant over the very fact, and he acts like this, like, I'm the special, I'm wonderful. And he's anything but it. In fact, I'm sure he smells like the garbage he leaves in the subway. He is just full of crap. He is an arrogant son of a bitch from hell.
Yeah, I mean, there's really no other ways to put it. I mean, you know, it's such that smug elitist attitude, and he feels like he's down with the brothers and the sisters because his wife is black and he's got a half-black child. And so all of a sudden now he thinks he's down with the homies. What a disgrace that guy is to all politicians, not just New York politicians.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, I think what's happening, though, the mask is off. You know, they have this thing called Carnival. The Carnival mask is off now, and the Luciferic bone structure and the satanic face is open now. It's obvious they don't give a crap, whether it's their pro-abortion right after the moment of delivery thing, or crap in the subways, or not clean up the garbage, or the homeless all over these. All these Democratic cities are chock-a-block full of homeless. They refuse to build homeless shelters, which would have three factions. One for people down and out, those who are mentally ill, and those who are drug addicts should be told, we're going to detox you and get you into therapy while you're in this shelter. And there should be no homeless in this country. It's ridiculous, isn't it?
It is. And look, I've said this before, you know, these liberals, the hypocrisy and the stench coming out of their mouths from their hot open garbage traps when they open their mouths is just ridiculous. I mean, you've got San Francisco neighborhoods literally are fighting against and spending money to keep a homeless shelter out that would not only help the homeless, but it would help 200 to 300, veterans as well. You know, veterans that are homeless that
right.
are dealing with tough issues and
well,
and
it's a form of PTSD,
like,
mental illness.
Not in my backyard. You know, they don't want it. Keep it out of my backyard.
I think that's ridiculous. I think it's ridiculous. And by the way, in states like this, they're all run by Democrats. They all don't give a crap about the public. They want to bring in more illegals. Now we're going to have a million of them. Now they won't collaborate with Trump. I hear Nancy Pelosi, this woman has got to be a witch. I mean, honest to God, the woman is completely delusional. And the Democrats, to me, are so far left now, that's why they're all going to the middle, they call Joe Biden, and Joe Biden's not in the middle at all.
No, not at all. Not at all. He's nothing in the middle. The only thing that would be in the middle is if he had a little boy and a little girl, and he was in the middle, maybe. I don't know. But other than that, politically speaking, he's absolutely not in the middle. And, you know, I'll say this, and this is a controversial statement. Maybe Right Wing Watch will like this one or not. But I'm not really for the United States in of America anymore. I'm more for the divided states of America, because we cannot coexist and function with these radical Marxist communist leftists anymore. They have infiltrated this country. They are infecting it like a cancer. It is metastasized on both coasts. It's spreading into the middle. It's spreading into the Southwest. It's spreading into other areas of the country. And I'll be honest, you know, this whole United States thing is a fallacy. We need to be the divided states, and we need to have little individual governments that, you know, will run things the way they want to be run. And if California wants to be a living crap hole with urine and feces and drugs and needles and everything else, then so be it. Let people and liberals go to that area. But if Wyoming or Utah or Arizona or Ohio wants to be, you know, having limited abortions and wants to have lower taxes and less spending and more freedom and more opportunity, then we should have those types of laws and regulations.
Well,
so
I think
I'm
that's
actually
not,
in favor of breaking up this union at this point, to be honest, and I'll go on record to say
I'd like to see a breakup of California. It should be at least four states, shouldn't it?
Well, look, no, I'm talking about 50 solid...
Oh, I agree, but I have a feeling these mega states like California should break up, but I agree. States' rights, for example, Alabama, they're protesting the law. Now, I heard a very interesting comment, and I'm not going to mention the name of the female broadcaster that I watched the show the other day, but she was actually blocking the commentary by the Alabama pro-life person that said, your humanity doesn't determine, it's determined by whether you're conceived by rape or incest. Now, we can prevent rape and incest, and we give personal protection technology to women so they can't be raped or incest, okay? But the fact is that when a person is conceived, they're a person. And the 14th Amendment, if you actually review Roe versus Wade, would protect all conceived humans, okay? And the fact is, that would end abortion. It would criminalize it like Alabama. It wouldn't just be the heartbeat pill. I had an expert a month ago on the show. I don't agree with the heartbeat bill. I think you need to ban all abortions because they'll always find an excuse. Now people say, well, right?
I may actually shock you here because I'm 100% pro-life, and I agree with the pro-life policies, of course. But I'm actually against these anti-abortion bills, and I'll tell you the reason why. It has nothing to do with the fact that I don't support what they're doing, which is saving the lives of millions of children.
Right.
I disagree with the timing of this. Because here's the thing. Think about it this way, okay?
Right.
We had an opportunity to paint the left as extremists where they want to zap and kill babies on the day that they're born. And
right.
We had that momentum moving forward to 2020. Now, what have the Republicans done? They gave an empty AK-47 into the hands of the Democrats and gave them about 10 full cartridges and took the gun and aimed it at their own foreheads. Why? Because they gave them the opportunity to change the narrative, number one. And number two, they gave the opportunity to allow the help of Hollywood and the media to help paint this extremist view that Republicans are now the extremists and not us just because we want to have women's rights and the right to kill a baby on the day that it's born. So again, it's not that I disagree with these laws. I disagree with the timing of these laws. We should have won in 2020, used it as an election election tool, and then afterwards, then pass all of these laws and heartbeat bills and everything else. But why do it now? Why take the momentum away and give them something to hold against Republicans? I disagree with that 100%.
I think, and the other thing is, I disagree with all the bills other than the one from Alabama. Because as soon as you have a heartbeat bill, you always have exclusions. You have so damn many exclusions, if you're an abortionist, you just laugh and say, look, I'm not going to go to jail, I'm still going to make money, I'm still going to do lots of abortions, I'll find every excuse in the book to kill the baby. So, the fact is that you're right. The real issue is, we need to legislate Roe versus Wade and the idea of whether you're human. But you're right, it should occur after the election, because the Democrats now have got this grist. They're going to use this grist to try to fight against Trump and say, Trump, where are you on this issue? Now, like most Americans, I'm not talking about myself, most Americans, including Democrats, independents, and Republicans, and I saw the statistics, 60% of Democrats don't want late-term abortion. 93% of Republicans and 78% of independents are against late-term abortion. If they simply stuck to that, that you couldn't abort, say, after the 20th week when you could survive, that is something that would be pass no problem. All parties. The problem here's the problem. The Democrats want to go for broke. They want to be able to not only do infanticide. Remember, Barack Obama tried to pass a bill in the legislature in Illinois before he became president that would allow infanticide up to the third year of life. If a child was born with, say, hydrocephalus or some other genetic disorder, they could lethally inject them. Believe it or not, that's how bad this monster is, we call Barack Obama. And by the way, this stuff with Barr and the Uber and Horowitz and now Durham going after them, they're going to go all the way up the chain of command to this prick, Obama, who needs to go to prison. This ex-president needs to go to jail, doesn't he?
There's no question about it. But before I get into that, you know, look, I'm not a purist in a lot of ways. I mean, I'm pro-life 100%. I believe in the sanctity of life. I believe that, you know, life begins at inception and all that. But I do take one thing out of the equation. And if a woman is raped by somebody and is impregnated by that rapist, how's that woman going to feel when every single day she looks at that baby's face and it reminds her of that horrific experience?
Wait,
let me finish this. Also, think of it this way, too. Let's think about the child as well. What if the child has issues because the mother doesn't have a sense of attachment because it reminds her of that horrific act and she can't get over it? The only time I really disagree, and I think that you should be able to have an exception.
Well, I have a different. Let me. I presented 1993 a paper to the Royal Commission on Reproductive Technology. Those babies could be extracted in uterine and transplanted to an artificial uterus or a surrogate mother or even an animal and grown in utero, and they could be then adopted out. I guarantee you, there's so many adoptive parents, they don't care what the child came from. I had a previous pastor about 20 years ago, who was the product of rape, and is just one of the most wonderful people I've ever met. So the fact is, I would not burden a mother with trying to raise, even in utero, a child that's conceived that way. I would extract the child, and I put the child, just like I'd extract a tubal pregnancy, and put it in a surrogate mother, or an artificial uterus, which, by the way, George Washington University had them in the 1970s, and the University in Milano had them back in the 1970s as well. I agree, but what I would do is I'd offer a surgical alternative so that the baby doesn't die by being ripped limb from limb or destroyed. But what I would say is adopt that child out and then let the mother go on with her mental health and whatever. But I do not believe in killing the child. We have the technology to do this. We've had it for 50 years. People don't know this. I presented it 35 years ago about the idea of doing this. Okay, so people have to understand the technology does exist. Okay? In fact, they were growing fetuses till the 20th week, and they had to terminate them because in both Italy and America, beyond the 20th week, they were considered viable. So that's the reason why people don't understand this abortion issue will go away when we decide, hey, if there's rape and incest, transplant the baby to a surrogate mother. I'm sure the surrogate mothers who would carry that baby to term, then the child will be adopted out. There's tons of people who would adopt any child, whether they have Down syndrome, whatever.
Yeah, no, I agree. There's many, many couples out there that can't conceive children, and they would love a nice, healthy, you know, bouncing baby boy or girl.
Or an unhealthy one. Child with Down syndrome or even a birth defect. There's a lot of compassionate Americans. The problem is compassionate Democrats. I saw they quoted that 21 million Democrats that are pro-life. They're being persecuted inside the Democratic Party because they're not totally against infanticide and murder up to the day of
liberty. Well, let's hope those 21 million start voting for Trump and Republicans, because we're going to need all those votes.
Exactly. So, to me, I call it the date of humanity, DOH. That's the day you're conceived. The day you're conceived, whether you're a boy, you're rape or incest, you don't need to burden the mother. But that child doesn't need to die because of the crime of the father. Diabetes is a condition in which insulin resistance in muscles can be reversed with dibetalene, biotin plus, and the use of leptin metabolic to lower insulin and leptin resistance in the tissue. We can block the conversion of carbohydrates to sugar with glycemics and reduce the conversion of protein in the liver to sugar through the use of berberstatin. Now, these protocols are very helpful to reduce heart vascular disease, peripheral neuropathy, and neurodegeneration. Contact us at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, to receive the protocol and expanded therapies, or 888-212-8871. We're available on our show daily from 12 to 3 Pacific Time, 2 to 5 Central, 3 to 6 Eastern, Monday to Friday, and Dr. Bill does consultations to review your case and help you with your condition with a free starter protocol, a call back if you purchased any products, and advanced videotape consultations. Cognition Plus is Dr. Bill Deagle's brain formula for protection of your brain. It has a unique combination of nutrients and botanicals that support cognitive function and healthy memory. It features selected B vitamins that are activated, quadrifolate, folic acid, patented form for 5-methylfolate, herbs ginkgo biloba, bacopa moniera, as well as nutrients that provide antioxidant activity, brain-specific nutrients such as vinpocetine, acetyl-L-carnitine, sunflower-derived phosphatidylserine. This comprehensive formula addresses the multiple pathways involved in neurological health by supporting oxidant and cytokine balance, methylation, mitochondrial function, and endocrine balance. Get it at NutriMedical.com from Dr. Bill Deagle. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and keep your brain healthy with NutriMedical's Cognition Plus. Get it at NutriMedical.com. Take Cognition Plus with brain power to improve brain function and protect you from oxidative stress. Keep your memory working the best it can be. The first hour of the NutriMedical Report, Monday to Friday, deals with health, wellness, and anti-aging technology. But especially Friday, Firing Line, is the first hour where the host is Michelle Deagle, asking your questions brought to us by email and phone to 888-212-8871 or contact us at NutriMedical. Your answers are given on air with abbreviated protocols and the science and technology explained simply behind why we use this protocol to try to help you heal and regenerate and have your health return without toxic polypharmacy. We integrate it with regular medicine and surgery and are able to provide you urological protocols. Anyone can get a free protocol by just emailing us, starter. And if you've purchased a product, you can even get a call back any time between Monday and Thursday after the show or on the weekend. So Dr. Bill is available for you. Get your questions into the contact us or 888-212-8871 or contact us at NutriMedical.com. Stay well with NutriMedical every day. Pure water is one of the essentials of life. The pure water system that Dr. Bill recommends includes four phases. The first phase is a linear charcoal. Second phase, the best reverse osmosis membrane. Third phase is an ion exchange resin. So all that's left is absolute water molecules that, even in freezing, form little spikes because they're so clean they crawl over each other. The fourth phase is a calcium magnesium 9 to 18 parts that makes the water pH rise to 10. We have a whole host system, a Bev 100 system for countertop, Bev 300 reserve system, a prepper system, Bev 200, a Bev 500 auto flush system, and the whole host system will clean your water for your dishes, for bathing, etc. Nothing like pure water from Dr. Bill Deagle. Get it at NutriMedical.com. Go to the drop-down menu at Shop by Products at NutriMedical.com and get your pure water every day for washing, bathing, cleaning. Nothing like NutriMedical to keep you well. Stay well with NutriMedical. Cardiovascular health involves use of nutraceuticals to reduce blood viscosity, oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acids, and the prevention of calcification of arteries and small vessels. Metabolic support to the mitochondria in the heart and blood vessels involves the peristaltic initial shearing force of the heart, stimulating a secondary contraction of the blood vessel walls to move the blood forward to the periphery. Our core formula involves CardioVast, Gamma A Plus to get rid of nitroproxy radicals, cell detox glutathione to get rid of hydroproxy radical, H2 Plex, and ultrathiamine B1 to get rid of singlet oxygen. We use also magnesium glycinate to improve the heart, CoQ10 Supreme, the only non-crystallizing CoQ10, and what's soluble CoQ10 ubiquinol. Nanokinase will reduce blood viscosity and improve perfusion. Omega-3 Supreme Pro improves the blood vessel elasticity, and the use of antioxidant H2 Plex Power C Plus and other antioxidants help to reduce blood viscosity and oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acid. Order at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. And welcome back. You had an amazing comment on the break. I want you to amplify it. Do you expect some guy, a guy, who's going to turn on the rest of the monsters? Now, you already see the turning happening where Clapper is attacking Comey and vice versa and everything else going on. I believe that this Durham announcement, which basically he's been working for now weeks or months with Horowitz, this is going to blow out. And I think Trump is actually going to declassify the FISA documents and the other 302s. He's going to declassify these buggers really soon. And when he declassifies the FISA and the 302s, all hell is going to break loose. And I already think that the scrambling and attacks of each other inside this mess right now between people like McCabe and so on is going to blow up, isn't it?
Right now you have a circular firing squad where you have James Clapper firing at John Brennan. You have John Brennan firing at James Comey. You've got James Comey firing at Rod Rosenstein. And everybody's firing at each other. But here's the thing. The key is Rod Rosenstein. Rod Rosenstein was asked to leave, but then what happened is before he was going to leave in the past, months and months ago, when they brought Barr on, Barr actually told the president, no, keep him on a little bit longer. Then what happened is Trump went and took him on Air Force One, and I have no doubt that Barr and Trump sat down Rod Rosenstein and said, look, we know that you are going to wear a wire to invoke the 25th Amendment. We know that it wasn't a joke. We have evidence proving that you were going to do that. So here's what you're going to do. You're either going to go to prison with the rest of them, or you know where all the bodies are buried. You know where all the emails are located. You know where all the cables are. You've been there and have been the de facto attorney general for the past 2 years, so you know every single detail about Andrew McCabe and Peter Stroke and Lisa Page and Elior and Bruce Orr and all the rest of them. So you are going to be the one that is going to testify for the prosecution against these people. We'll give you immunity. You'll never see a day in jail, but you will take down these deep state scumbags.
Wow.
That's what's happening behind the scenes, and that's what's going to happen behind the scenes. Mark my words.
I think you're right. You
Rod
know,
Rosenstein
I saw
never
some comments.
A day in jail, and he'll put the others in.
I can see it already with the comments since he's been attacked by Comey and counterattacked against Comey. I really think that Rosenstein is like the key guy, because without Rosenstein taking the recommendations from Comey to proceed with the FISA warrant moving forward, none of this would have happened.
Right. And Rosenstein is the one that appointed who? Robert Mueller. And Robert Mueller came out with a what? A nothing burger, a big dud, and can't prove anything. So now you've got Rosenstein in a tough position. So what's Rosenstein going to do? Well, either two things are going to happen. Either A, he's going to be Arkansas-ed by the Clintons before he can speak and testify, or B, he's going to be given immunity to testify and hopefully put in some type of witness protection program with 24-hour security around him until he can testify. Bottom line is he's going to live the rest of his life like a rat. We know that. But he'll live his life like a rat with the cheese and not in the prison cell, and the rest of them will be. And look, these folks, they're not going to go to Leavenworth and Sing Sing. You know, they're probably going to go to Otisville in New York, okay, to be quite honest. You're not looking at 15, 20 years jail time. I wish you were, but let's face it, there's a two-tier justice system. You're looking at plea deals. You're looking at plea bargains. You're looking at 2 to 5 years on many of these people. You're not looking at 15 to 20 years, which is what they should have, if not more.
Right. Yeah. So
but I'm
in other
just
words,
telling you, these people are going to be held accountable. And Rod Rosenstein is the key.
Now, the key to here issue is the Office of the Presidency, which is under attack by the demon rats, and the integrity of our intel agencies that need to be cleaned out, the NSA, the Special Activity Division of the CIA, the operations of the CIA spying on American citizens, which is illegal, and working in collaboration with Five Eyes, with Mr. Steele and the minister from Australia. This has got to stop. The idea of skirting the laws by using international agencies to do this, and this is, by the way, I'm sure not the first time. This is standard operational procedure. What happened with Donald Trump is not the first time this has happened, I guarantee it.
It just wasn't on this large of a scale. That's what I would add to that. But here, look, everybody is in place right now. You've got a real attorney general that wants to get to the bottom of the truth in William Barr. You've got this John Durham guy who has a history, a long history of not just investigating, but actually prosecuting FBI and Department of Justice officials. So you've got him involved. He's been involved for months. Now you have Gina Haspel at the CIA who got that opportunity through President Trump. So you have everybody in place. There's one person that needs to resign and be fired immediately, and that's Christopher Wray. Christopher Wray is another deep state scumbag. He's the last person that needs to go because he is the only one left that could impede the flow of this investigation and stop these prosecutions.
Well, it's obviously
Christopher Wray is a piece of crap, and he should be gone, and President Trump should immediately ask for his resignation, and if he doesn't resign, he should be fired publicly on Twitter.
Right. The fact is, you've been called for this a number of times over the months. And the fact is, Wray has not shown one speck of evidence he's going to clean up the FBI, prosecute anybody that did things wrong, or prevent this from happening in the future, right?
Why he was ever chosen or picked to lead the FBI after James Comey is beyond me. I don't know what happened there, why. That was one of the worst decisions President Trump has ever made. He is nothing but a deep state scumbag. He's worked with Comey. He knows Mueller. These guys have known each other for years.
He worships Comey. He worships Comey.
He worships Comey, which is why he needs to go. And
right.
I don't care if it's by force. He needs to go. Whether he needs to be dragged out of his office by the orders of the President of the United States, he needs to be gone and gone yesterday.
Right.
Because he's the only one that's in the way of allowing these investigations to continue at the pace and ferocity in which they should.
Exactly. So, in other words, I'm sure that his going process is going to start when these FISA documents and everything come up, because he is actually in the way of justice, isn't he?
He is. And I'm telling you, he's the only one. The AG now is on board. The investigators are on board. Horowitz is a piece of crap, too. Trust me, nothing's going to come out of that investigation. But I do believe, and Huber, the same thing. The only one that's going to matter is going to be Durham and Barr himself. The other two are garbage. Trust me on that. I already know. And all you have to do is look at Michael Horowitz's investigation last time, which did nothing but say these guys are bad guys, and that was it. So bottom line is, you've got two of the three in the right spot. You get rid of the FBI director, you get somebody else in there, and now you have all three in the right position, and these people will pay, and they will pay dearly. But right now, you still have one swamp monster in the way, and that's Christopher Wray.
Right, because I heard that the director of National Intelligence, the CIA director now, and the FBI director now, if you get rid of Wray, things are lined up, and they'll start doing a full clean out of house, aren't they?
Yeah, Wray is it, though. You've got to get rid of Wray. Wray should have never been hired. He's, you know, nothing but a two-bit hustler. And he's somebody that, is completely corrupt. He was corrupt from day one. He knows Comey and Mueller. He's good friends with both of them. He's been there to protect them. Maybe he was even put in to protect them. I don't know. I'm not sure why he was ever appointed. I think it was another one of Trump's horrible mistakes. Along with firing Steve Bannon and hiring Jeff Sessions and hiring Rince Priebus. I think he's made four or five really bad choices, and one of them is Christopher Wray.
Yeah, and those bad choices are made because he doesn't get a chance to talk 10 or 20 minutes a day to people like you. And if he had your advice, he might say have a wider menu of things to choose from, because the way Trump decides...
Yeah, he would have had FBI Director Judge Jeanine Pirro.
Right. Yeah, exactly. So, in other words...
Joe DiGenova.
Oh, George, Joe DiGenova. Those are two great choices. The fact is, if Trump had a wider menu of positive things to choose, but he doesn't. He listens to four or five things, and he says, well, I think I'll go with choice number C. And choice C isn't necessarily good, because the people giving his menu are all globalists on the right, or they're deep state guys that are trying to manipulate or control him, or they're people like Lightning Bolt or Pompeo that want to start a war with Iran long before you get to a war. You can do lots of other things, can't you?
Yeah, we could do a sneak attack on the Iranian Revolutionary Guards, wipe them completely out with a couple of drone strikes. Then we could hit where the mullahs stay in the capital.
You can hit them with a space-based weapon, and they're all in Parliament on a certain day that's not a holiday. And they all die inside the Parliament building, and it wouldn't even peel the paint from the walls. I mean,
right.
I'm fully for that.
Yeah.
Just kill them all at their desk. How's that? Smash their head down right by their inkwell.
You could hit all the clerics and all the mullahs in one shot, wipe out their leadership in one shot, mother of all bombs on the Parliament there, you know, wherever they all stay, wipe them out in one shot, and it's over.
Right.
And you don't have to start a war. And what you've done is you've eliminated the largest state sponsor of terrorism. You've then crippled Hezbollah and Hamas in the process.
Right.
Because where do you think they get their funding from? They get it from Iran.
Well, no, they got it ultimately from Obama.
Well, yeah, that's true, too. Yeah, he gave tons and tons and tons of money.
I mean, cash. Hamas, I mean, cash money, you know.
Brother.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't you think it's obscene what Barack Obama did? And here we have Biden, who was directly involved with that so-called treaty. And you know what he said he's going to do? If he gets the presidency, he's going to reinstate the Iranian so-called treaty. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Biden, being an asshole, has already said that he's going to do this. What a piece of
Biden
crap.
Biden is a joke. Biden is a joke. And look, he may have support right now, but that support will wane. I mean, you've got 35, 40 years of mistakes and gaffes and misstatements. And not to mention the fact that he was right next to the head of the snake, Barack Obama, for 8 long years. You're going to mean to tell me that he doesn't know where these bodies are buried and he doesn't know how spying started? Believe me, if this investigation goes the way I think it's going to, he's going to get wrapped up in it. And wouldn't it be wonderful if he's wrapped up and indicted a month before the election, he ends up winning the nomination, and now you have back-to-back Democrats indicted as they're running for president and Trump wins again. Sweet justice, baby.
Oh, my
gosh. Justice.
You know what that means?
By the way, I said Riyadh, which is Saudi Arabia. I meant to say Tehran earlier, so in case the speech Nazis are saying I don't know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what my guess is. Here's what Trump will probably do if there ever was called surgical military operations. Number one, space-based weapons to hit the mullahs in their desk. Number two, there'll be a drone strike against the Republican Guard with advanced drones and weapon systems that we have that nobody else on Earth has. Number three, you'll see the first thing that you'll see happen is there'll be not only a total embargo against all Iranian oils and oil production, but also against nations that trade with Iran. We need to start hitting embargoes against the nations that still want to make the agreement with Iran.
Right.
That means France and Germany and whoever else is making deals to still have business with them. We need to hit them with sanctions. Then maybe they'll stop it, especially now Iran has already made the public statement they're going to enrich uranium, and they're doing it this week. These freaking idiots in France and Germany and elsewhere in Europe have made a deal that they've already violated, saying, hey, we're going to go and enrich uranium. Do they want to have nuclear weapons on their back doorstep? Do they not realize Iran can strike any European city with their weapons if it comes to a local, regional war? Do they not understand that? What the hell's wrong with
them? Iran is not like North Korea. I mean, they have more technology. They have the ability of these engineers and things like that to get bombs off the off the ground.
I've heard their drones after
the North Koreans.
After they captured our drones and their own technology, they have drone systems that are almost as advanced as ours or the Russians. They're not slouches, people. These are Caucasian smart people. And now that the mullahs have got control of them, because by the way, the average person in Iran is under 30. But and they would rather have parties on the different days of the week and not have to go to the mosque and all the other crap. But the problem is the mullahs have got a totalitarian control. This is another totalitarian control state.
You've got about 250,000 Muslim clerics and mullahs that run the country, and then the Iranian Revolutionary Guards that keep everybody in line. So
if you
wipe out those elements, then you can replace those elements with freedom or possible freedom.
And the private security force,
and
the private security forces that will kill citizens if they step out of line. That's the other group that's bad. Well, I think the end is coming, and I think Trump is going to do it. He's going to unclassify the FISA documents and the 302s. I have a feeling that Mr. Biden's going to do it now quickly. We already see Crazy Bernie, as Trump calls him, making statements like wanting the Marathon Bomber to have rights to vote. The Democrats are trying to go to the middle, but there is no middle. There's no middle guy. Biden's not a middle guy. He's another criminal like Barack Obama.
Exactly.
Heart You Ask is a seven synergistic heart formula containing a number of amazing nutraceuticals. It contains cayenne that releases nitric oxide to release oxygen, aged garlic that blocks the angiotensin-converting enzyme and inflammatory markers in your heart and kills off nanobacteria and viruses, hawthorn, which is the leaf and flower part that releases Vitaxin to act as a cardiotonic for your heart and blood vessels, valerian to balance the autonomic nervous system toward parasympathetic, milk thistle that helps to detox the body from toxic chemicals that affect blood vessels and heart, and bilberry, one of the smallest dialyzable antioxidants, anthocyanidins above the size of hydrogen. Amazing formula to reduce heart and vascular disease. If you want to stay well, you want cardiovascular tincture or capsules. A capsule equals 15 mils of the tincture, and you can obtain this at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical's amazing nutraceuticals for your heart, your blood vessels, and your health.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family. Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutriMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria. From totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India, Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Good news, we were able to preserve 45 minutes of the first hour show, so there were some dead areas where we were hacked twice. It shut down our phone lines, it shut down our power, shut down our internet, and actually shut down even servers that are on a battery backup. The only thing that can do that, and I know this because I took care of it, I was one of their doctors, was the No Such Agency, their NSA. Anybody who doesn't think that the NSA doesn't have a back door, about 12 years ago they threatened the guy that runs Apple and all the other companies associated with them. The NSA has access and these other intelligences to everybody's internet, including the dark internet everywhere on Earth. And if you don't think they can shut down your power, hack into your home, or even put frequencies across your wires in your home that can affect your physical or mental health, you're delusional, okay? They can shut down everything. That's why we have living in a cyber cage right now. That's why I use a sarcastic term. If we wanted to have a, quote, mark of the beast system they talk about in the Bible, all you got to do is have a mandatory Velcro law to Velcro the cell phone to some body part. So, Josh, please continue.
Yeah, well, hey, I used to always joke when things would go out, if we were talking about something that was, kind of exclusive and no one was,
right,
and it was undercover and I was exposing something. I'll never forget one time I was talking about Extortion 17 on the air, and everything went out. The lights went out. My computer went out. The phone went dead. Everything. And then we ended up getting the interview back on. And every time we tried to talk about it, the thing would cut out again. So,
oh, really?
You know, it is very strange. I don't typically believe in, all the paranormal.
No, I work with these guys. I was their doctor. So I work with them.
Things like that happen a lot. You start to.
No, I work with them. And the thing is, I'm a techie, so I understand how they do it technically. Every single system on Earth has a backdoor. When Apple tried to prevent putting a backdoor, remember the premature death of the founder of Apple? The guy died of pancreatic cancer. The reason is he probably didn't want to fully cooperate with them and decided to kill him. I remember one of my guys at NSA say, look, we can hit you with a do. He said what they used to do back is from the 1970s is they hit you with a do or directed energy weapon to give you cancer, heart attack, stroke, or whatever. They wouldn't double tap you. I said, what the hell is that? He said, 22 caliber bullet to the forehead and left ventricle. So there's no exit wound, a lot of blood. I think you're kidding. So no. He said, they can hit you with a do weapon. You don't even know you're hit with it. And you'll come down with a stroke, heart attack, cancer, God knows what. So and when you think, well, no, they can't do that. Listen, they can. People don't realize we're in a cyber cage already. We don't have to wait for it 10 or 20 years or, the Blade Runner. We're already in Blade Runner, aren't we?
Yeah, I mean, look, you've got these robots that are taking over. They're serving food. They're doing things at banks. They're handing out money at the bank. I mean, they're fixing cars. They're even doing surgery. And, they're making more and more and more of these robots. And, this transhumanoidism is not really something that's in a science fiction movie anymore.
Yeah, but that's just the external side with robots and manufacturing and flipping burgers. I'm talking about hacking into human consciousness and biology and genetics. I'm talking about literally hacking into your body just like you're another Internet of Things. People don't realize they're converting your body into another one of these things with smart grid and with 5G network. People don't get it, right?
Well, I think, when you look at what China has been able to accomplish in only a year and a half with their social media credit scores and things like that.
With our help.
That truly is the end. Wow. I know, because WhatsApp is the one that helped implement it. So Mark Zuckerberg, the communist Jew that he is, he's the one that helped implement it. There's no question about it.
Right.
And, you start seeing these things, and you say, oh, that'll never happen in the United States.
Right? Oh, come on
well,
now.
I got news for you. We are one or two generations or elections away, shall we say, of some leftist wacko
Right.
China exactly. did, and it worked to control the people, so we're going to do that here, or we're going to start chipping people. I'll tell you right now, I will fight you to the death. You are not chipping me, and you're not social credit scoring me, or you will die, and I'll say it point blank, because I'm not living under that kind of tyranny. And you know what? Millions of people feel the same way.
Well, I've got a tech coming by with a new technical way of scanning for quantum biocircuits, and I have expertise in other areas. In fact, what I'm going to do is, for my good friends and co-hosts, I'm going to be able to custom make what's called scalar directed energy weapon systems. So way more dangerous than guns is Dr. Deagle's skill sets, okay? I have two of them out of the seven or eight technologies I know how to make. They're actually up my site for over a decade with John Moore. But I'm going to actually custom make these systems, and you won't hear a poppers or some kind of screaming missile or anything. Something will just happen. And I want people to understand that we're not going to sit quietly by and let people just kill us. That's why, for example, the Jews in Israel are very advanced in not only missile defense but weapons. They're actually our primary laboratory building these things. I want them to know I'm going to provide them technology too. So if you want to go in there, Iranians or Saudi Arabians or Qataris, and kill all the Jews there or kill Americans, you're going to die quickly, and you won't even see it coming. You'll just see your skin boiling, or you'll be face planting, breaking your teeth off as you hit the ground and have a seizure. That's how fast it's going to hit. People don't understand this. We're not Mr. Passive, are we?
No, look, there was contingency plan of Hillary Clinton was to have won. We were not going to live with a corrupted official like that as president. And with me,
your phone is cutting in and out.
Tell you right now, if President Trump is cheated through voter fraud out of his election victory, there will be contingency plans put in place that guarantee it.
The first thing that has to happen is they need to actually move these social media companies where they can be sued for violating people's civil rights by banning them. Like even Alex Jones, I believe he has a right to raise questions. Even if you don't agree with his opinions, he has a right to raise them. And Paul Joseph Watson. And us. In fact, the fact that my show was attacked the first hour indicates they don't want me to say certain things, that they'll tick them off. And people say, well, why did they just kill you, Deagle, if you're actually that close to the truth? They're afraid that people inside their own agencies in the military and special forces will not go along with their game, and they're afraid that if they kill me, the blowback will actually kill them. That's the whole purpose here. We're in a final battle here, aren't we?
Well, we're in a battle to save the soul of this nation. You know, It's amazing when the left says things like that. We're in a battle to save the soul of our nation. No, you want to rip out the soul of our nation, step on it, and, you know, eat it. I mean, it's amazing. And what we want to do is we want to preserve it. We want to keep it intact, and we want to give it and hand it off to the next generation so that they can live in freedom and liberty and prosperity, not in some, you know, transgendered, demonic, vampiric society that no one can recognize.
Right. Yeah, it's very bizarre. And the fact is they basically want one gender and 60, one sex and 60 genders. They also
want
to have
gender,
trans.
Really.
Right, that's what I mean. Well, basically one sex and 60 genders, meaning you can be trans, this and that. And now there's actually extreme women. For example, this female actress is saying she's not so concerned about pregnancy. She wants to have a kind of a sex, what they call a sex ban. And I'm thinking, she's turning Catholic. She's concerned.
Are you talking about Alyssa Milano?
Milano, yeah. And I'm thinking.
Yeah. She slept with more people in Hollywood than you can count, you know, in an entire gymnasium. I mean, she probably has every single known communicable disease known to mankind. And you talk about abstinence, really? Wow.
Well, I'll tell you what. One of the commentators on Fox said she's actually turning Catholic because they say those are the same concerns as a Catholic woman who hasn't had sex except when she gets married and wants to have children. And the fact is that these women there that are that concerned about pregnancy, like her, talking about this idea, how about the idea we give women personal protection against rape and incest, and we transfer the fetus if it happens to happen in this criminal activity, but we also make sure that women don't get pregnant. We can put a valve in to make sure they can't get pregnant. We don't need to have them go through abortion or the trauma of that, and also sterility, or if they have cancer, if you abort their baby, they're going to die from the cancer, which explodes all across their body. There's no medical indication for abortion, none. People need to know it. Yeah. I don't mind separating pregnancy, putting a valve in. I don't want birth control pill or abortive fashions. put a valve in so you can't get pregnant. Then you can't get PID either, pelvic infection disease, because it puts a valve at the junction of the uterus and the tube. That's easy to do with a little valve procedure through the belly button. You do it when you hit menarche, when you get pregnant, when you want to get pregnant, when you're married, you turn the valve on, boom, and you turn it off again.
I think they would sterilize liberals. Just be done with it.
Well, I think they're sterilizing themselves. They're actually so bizarre now, they're not going to have sex anymore because they're... Yeah, hopefully.
They'll die off and we'll only have conservative women and conservative men left.
People what I'm amazed at is that there's 21 million, according to this lady, Democrats that are pro-life. Why are you a Democrat and pro-life? The Democrats are all killers of babies. They're all.
And why aren't you going to vote for President Trump? That would be more the question that I would have.
Exactly.
If there's 21 million of them, then go out there and vote for Trump and end the Democrat Party as we know it.
Yeah, maybe the Democratic Party can reform itself and become something reasonable and rational.
How do you reform the devil?
Exactly. What I'm saying, it's going to die. There has to be... I'll tell you what my suspicion is. We're going to have something happen like what happened in Britain with the...
Howard Schultz should say, I'm going to run as an independent. And when the left freaks out about that, he should then hold them ransom and say, fine, I want all the money in the DNC, the DNCC, MoveOn.org, ActBlue, every single liberal organization's money I want as ransom for me not to run. That way we can bankrupt the DNC and put them in a situation where they have no money to spew their lies on television and radio.
Right. Well, I'll tell you what my suspicion is. The 2020 election is going to end the Democratic Party. I expect a third party to rise in its ashes that's not the Democratic Party.
Well, look, we have a two-party duopoly in this country, and for the most part, it's the lesser of two evils, and obviously the lesser of the two evils is the Republican Party. There's no question about it.
Right.
And who knows what can happen. You know, until we go to a system that resembles the Knesset in Israel, where you have the top leading parties square off for control of the government, we're never going to get to where we want to go. We need to have a runoff election.
The Brexit Party in Britain is a good example. The Conservatives are losing, and the Brexit Party is winning over there, isn't it?
Yeah, Brexit is actually winning in the polls. Nigel Farage used to be the head of the UKIP party, and he decided after they got infiltrated that we're now part of a new party. He called it the Brexit Party, which was smart. And who knows? Him and Boris Johnson may become new leaders in the UK and save the country. I mean, Boris Johnson as prime minister would be fantastic. You know, he's a real smart guy.
Oh, yeah.
And he's got similar hair to Trump, so you got to like that, right?
That's right. Yeah, listen, you have to be, number one, you have to be a straight talker, have cool hair, and you don't blink when you're telling people off. How's that?
Exactly. And that's Trump to a T. That is Trump to a team. But look, Nigel Farage is a great guy, and I would absolutely love to see the Brexit Party win and put the liberals and the so-called conservatives, which they're not really, let's face it. What do we have? You have Labour and Lorry or whatever, Tory, I think it's called. Yeah, these people, I mean, even the Tory Party is like almost the Democrat Party here in America. I mean,
what I would call them is call them reptilian party, just like in Canada, the conservatives in Canada.
Yeah, call them the stories.
Yeah.
Stories, as in they lie.
Yeah, exactly. Well, look at Theresa May, constantly lying. Yeah.
Labor's worse. Yeah. Labor is the equivalent of the Communist Party, basically.
Oh, yeah. It is, isn't it? Well,
here's
my prediction is in the next week or so, Trump's going to come out and open up the FISA documents and the 302s. Next thing you're going to start seeing is you're going to see indictments of some of these major people like Comey, etc., and you're going to see more and more internal fights between the Democrats as it gets uglier. And now that field is so wide between Biden...
I'm more vicious than you are. I want to see them drop the FISA warrants.
Very soon. Rumor soon.